Right, welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave Jarter TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend, he's Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to all listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episode 28. Now, Chris, where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, I think it was a bit of a damp squib, if I'm being honest. Let's start with Zach. I know, obviously, the guys featured the second half of the episode and the cast of girls didn't actually come in until then. But I, you know what, Dave? There's been great chat on the Facebook page, on our Facebook page, on the actual chat function. And quite a few people have come up with this theory that it's going to be completely go against everything Casa Amor's about because Molly knows all the girls who were in the original villa. She's friends with them all. None of the lads are going to cheat or do anything that within earshot of her. So this is actually going to, I don't think it had the impact they were hoping the producers. And I actually think by doing this, this has ballsed it all up now for the guys in Casa. So you might not get any sort of coupling up and drama off the back of it. You might, but I'd be very surprised now. And I think that's a great theory. I don't know. There's loads of people saying that. I thought, you know what? I didn't even twig about that, but they're so right.
Yeah. And I think it started to become obvious, like the second half of the episode, didn't it? Because they wanted that moment where, you know, Zach realizes it's Molly who's come in and that whole shock factor. And I still, from our last episode, you know, we talked about how set up it was and they wanted, you know, Katie to come in and have sparks flying with Zach. And that was the whole kind of storyline that they'd engineered. But with her presence being there, and like you say, with her being almost that double agent, I was thinking like, well, this is going to be shit, isn't it? It's going to be like, right, lads, we're off to Vegas, fucking lads holiday. Woo-ee-ee. Oh, you've got to take your mum and dad as well. Oh, right. Oh, best behavior then. So, I don't know. I hope we're all wrong, but at the moment, it looks like a massive fuck-up. It looks like having Molly there is just going to pour water on anything. Not that there were any real couples anyway. I guess Ty and Ella, you would say, you know, they were probably the only couple that was worth splitting up. But while we're talking about kind of Molly and Zach, what did you reckon to that whole interaction, Chris? Because I can't shake it from my head now that it's all just, it's borderline scripted. It's definitely predetermined because they're trying to create this drama out of nothing. And I'm not sure Zach's in on it, but, you know, it seems like it's playing out exactly how we thought it would. You know, she'd have the ump with him. He's trying to like smooth talk it out, but I don't think he's doing a great job. But what did you think?
He was completely tongue-tied, wasn't he? He was sort of like, Molly obviously came in with a little bit of direction and it was pretty obvious. She'd seen everything. She kept saying, I've seen everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think she was, I mean, I know that the VT for the episode tomorrow is all about, like, you know, Molly gets, you know, she puts Zach in his place. But she had a chance then. It didn't make any sense. And then he's saying like, yeah, well, you know, the thing is, there's been nobody else. You know, yeah, I talked to Whitney and Katie, but there's not been anyone else. And it's like, but there has, you know, all right, it may not have been the same. He's in Love Island. He's staying for the duration. He knows that if he'd left with her. And then Molly implied as if like he should have left with her. And I'm thinking, well, Molly, there's not a fucking cat in hell's chance you would have left with Zach. Let's be honest. And I'm not letting Zach off and blaming Molly. I'm not. Because I totally get it. Then, like you said, they're not exclusive. It's not like that series the other year, where they were together as a proper couple. Then all of a sudden, the girl got voted off and the guy went, I'm staying. And it was like, well, that's just fucked up your relationship.
Australia.
It was Australia,
two.
Wasn't it?
It was that Matt, wasn't it? And he was in tears. And he was like, oh, I can't believe you're going. And she's like, well, come with me. Oh, I can't believe you're going.
I'm staying with my mates. I'm having a holiday. And then he got voted off like a day or so later. So he like,
no, he was around for a while, old Matt.
Oh, was he? Oh, right.
Okay. He was, yeah.
That was a test to see if you remember that day. Not that I'd forgotten. But no, I don't think it had the impact. I didn't really convince. Molly's not a good actor. actress, sorry. And Zach is just, I mean, I don't know what the attraction is with him at all, Dave. I'll be honest with you. I don't get it. All the girls absolutely think there's something there. I mean, maybe he's one of them people when you see him in person, he's a big lad, he's imposing, he's a good looking lad, but I just don't get it, Dave. I just don't understand because he's got no chat or anything, has he? It's just so monotone and everything, but they all just seem to like him. You know, it's strange. And again, I did watch Unseen Bits on Saturday. Dave brings out his personality and some of the other guys' personality a lot better than what they've done. They've done Scott dirty on there and Zach to a point because they actually come across quite well in the Unseen Bits. But on the main show, fuck me, they are boring.
I think one of the things I did enjoy about watching Molly put a little bit of pressure on Zach is you can tell in the outside world, he's got this kind of minimalist chat. He's got this kind of too cool for school type chat where he doesn't really say anything of substance, but he can act like he's too chill for basically anything. And you can see that in real life, you know, he's quite good at this, you know, because he's saying, oh, you know, since you went out, it's not been the same. And, you know, he's starting to say all the right things that would totally work on the outside. But she's like, I fucking watched it, though. I saw you. I literally saw everything. And what you're feeding me is bullshit. And then that's when he got into, like, verbal diarrhea. And he's still, like, going round and round in this too cool for school chat, but leading nowhere. He just didn't know what to say in the end.
No, he didn't. I don't know where that goes because I don't think Katie's going to be that bothered. I think she's actually going to be relieved if he comes in with someone else and Molly. All right, the girls don't know this is happening. We've seen this and we guessed it, didn't we, straight away. So the girls will see it. They'll love that. But then Molly's going to be center of attention if she goes back into the villa, which I think Mitch will pick her, even if she'll friend zone him again, Dave, if Zach's not interested. But I just think they're going to be the ones to go in. And I think Katie, by looking at what she's doing with the Casa guy, she's not fucking interested one bit at all in anybody. I don't know whether it's an arrogance thing. I don't know what it is, but it feels like I said in the last episode, like she's going, what am I doing here again? I don't know. There's just something off with Katie. And the more I watch her, she's just not genuine in a conversation or conviction at the moment.
And one of the things I forgot in the last episode to call out, oh, Chris, it was like fingernails down a chalkboard. But you know, when they're going like, she was the main one shouting it out, Katie. She's like, what goes on in Casa Amor? And then everyone joins in, stays in Casa Amor. And it's like, oh, fuck off. You don't fucking believe that for a second, do you? You know, you're being fucking filmed, you bellends. So no, I don't know. But moving on from Zach and Molly, Chris. So Ty and Ella, I mentioned as being the only kind of couple, even though I still think they're that fucking toxic couple you don't really want around, because you know there's an argument going to happen at some point to make everyone around feel uncomfortable. Ty seems to be a bit chill. I mean, the Casa girls came in a little bit later, didn't they? They kind of made the boys sleep on their own one night. So the girls and the Casa boys are a bit further ahead. But Ella, you know, considering how much of a hard time she was giving to Ty about just being open and stuff, seems to be quite taken with the new guy.
Are you trying to say there's a bit of hypocrisy there in Love Island, Dave, by a contestant? Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid.
Oozing out of every every one of these James Blunts, I tell you.
Isn't it? It's just like, we've seen Ella, she's been crying, and at times justified, without a doubt, with Ty. You know, like, he tried to say, I'm not closed, and now he is closed off. Well, if he's closed off, they've agreed that, but not, he even said that when he's talking to the girls, and Ty says, yeah, I'm closed off, but, you know, I can get to know people, and that, I don't know. I don't know how they frame it. It seems to be, they make the fucking rules up just to suit whatever's going on in that conversation, don't they? You know, there's no real structures to this. And I think I had a problem with Ella anyway, Dave. Not necessarily her, more with the producers. Ella and Uzi, the new guy, is a great-looking lad, by the way, model. They've been on a boohoo fucking thing, and it's been all over social media, the video. It's like, fuck off, boohoo again. These people are just fucking plants. It's so incestuous, and I know in the chat on our Facebook page. I think it might be Neil was saying, and it's a fair point, like, well, we've been moaning for ages saying, like, we want drama, we want a bit of injection of something different, and they're trying it, and whether it's real or not, which we know it's not, but it's making us talk, it's making it a bit more interesting. But I hate stuff like this, Dave. These fuckers are like The Bachelor. They're all incestuously involved in talent agencies, the same people suggesting, oh, this person's friends with this person from another season. This, like I guarantee the Geordie girl that's coming, one of the cast of Bombshells, is 100% related. We're going to be friends with all them fucking tosspots off Geordie Shore, Dave, because they all work in the same agency in that. I guarantee, and that is a massive platform, Geordie Shore. She will be like the guy in the last series, the Geordie lad, who was all mates with him, and then he said, I'm off, you know, I'm not interested. That's the end of their relationship. I guarantee she's from the same agency as them. It's so fucking up. She's going to get, as they all say, Dave, fucking mortal. She's going to do all this. It's the same script. And I sound like a broken record, I know. And I'm probably going to get called out. But it's just like, come on, get some normal people in there. Not these people who are just, there's something going on in the background why they've been pushed. Like a lot of them say, I was approached because of my social media platform. Is that really the right way to do it, Dave? Because they're fully aware of the influencer life. I just don't get it.
I think they might have just run out of normal people. The influencers are the main desperados, aren't they? I mean, fundamentally, they're into all the exposure and stuff. And I will say, in our defense, you know, we equally love and hate the show. You know, so we need to hate on something. So, but I think we want the drama, but we don't want to see the script.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And point. So when it's so obviously set up, that's what's annoying about it. And the fact that we're discussing it so much is, you know, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because give me this season over last season, 100%. Last season was just so dull. I just think that it's just so obvious how it's set up. That's my rub with this particular season.
Yeah, and also, Dave, there is rumours of the reality radar prediction about somebody going back in, but let's not talk about that, Dave. That's all I'm going to say. Someone may have put on their social media.
Ekin-Su and Davide thing.
Well, Davide may have said, look who's back, or something like that, Dave. You know what I mean?
See the latest one where he said there's no way he's going back in?
Well, Dave, we've heard
probably
this
didn't see that one, did you?
Before I jumped in. I have sure, Dave. Right. Anyway, I have got a little bit of tea, actually, one of the Casa guys, and this is quite close home. So the lad from Manchester, I think he's called Zach, actually, isn't he? Bum with the curtains, Dave, 1990 haircut.
Those fucking old 90s curtains, aren't they?
Oh, I had the same haircut.
Sure, I sported a haircut similar myself.
Honestly, I know I put it on the on the Facebook page, but I did have it that long at one point. He plays football with one of my nephews, Dave, and he said he's the loveliest, nicest lad going. And he said, and when he comes back to football on a Tuesday, he is going to get ripped because all this stuff he's been talking about, like how many people he's been with and blah, 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 and all this, and all that going at is utter bullshit. The name, none of them knew he was going in, so he kept it quiet, probably to his closest, you know, in a circle. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And then did you see Cody, I think he's called, Cody, the one who told his girlfriend, well, his ex-girlfriend, that he was going on a business trip, Dave, and then he popped up in Casa Ramor. What a wanker. He's fucking taking the piss, that, isn't it? His girlfriend's going, yeah, he just told me he's going on a business trip, and she's like, well, good luck. I hope you find what you're looking for. And it's like, well, that's over for you, mate. But that is some balls, Dave.
Like, shouldn't there be a minimum IQ to come on this show as well? I mean...
Come on, Dave.
If this is some obscure fucking reality TV show, you know, you might think you can chance your arm, or, you know, maybe it's, what's that on you, like the coach one?
Coach trip,
yeah. If it's something like a bit more obscure with like a few, maybe less than a million watchers, viewers, then you might want to chance your arm. But fucking hell, it's Love Island. How does he think he's getting away with that?
I don't know. He's brilliant, isn't it? You've got to give him credit. He's terrible for his girlfriend, but just to take the piss like that and just say, yeah, like, no, I'm going on this fucking work trip. I'll see you later. And then he's on Love Island. I mean, obviously, they're not allowed to tell people, but the person who he's supposed to love or whatever the relationship was, he's picked up together.
Love Island.
I know. That's terrible. Oh, and Dave, what about Amber? The other girl, she's 19. I don't know if you've seen this.
She's Dennis Wise's daughter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another footballer's daughter. Dennis Wise wasn't as big as Michael Owen. He was a dirty little get when he played football. Nasty little so-and-so, wasn't he, Dave, when he played for Chelsea and that, and part of the Wimbledon crazy gang. But yeah, his daughter's on there. 19 she is. So let's see. He had a little bit of a temper on him, Dave. Let's see if she takes some names when she goes in there.
Yeah, so I literally saw that this morning. So I don't know. It just makes me groan a little bit more. Are we going to see a footballer's daughter come in every season now?
Yeah, and I mean, he wasn't like Michael Owen levels, was he? But he's still a footballer again, so I don't know.
I mean, he had a decent career, didn't he? I think he even might have played for England a few times.
He did. He won a few things, yeah, definitely. But didn't win the 94 final against United, though, Dave, even though he put Cantona off on his penalties and Eric scored two. So he was having Cantona a bet, but we won't talk about that. But there you go. Anyway, anything else, Dave? Because I know, obviously, we've jumped on. We had a bit of free time and we've not done the usual two episodes. We thought, let's have a bit of a chat about what happened.
Well, I just hope we're wrong about the predictions about Casa Snore being so boring. So I just hope maybe, you know, the best thing is Molly storms off or something like that and then the lads go a bit nuts. And that gives us, it's the recoupling, isn't it? That's the best bit of Casa Amor where they have to come home and sort of face the music. But I just feel like the script says, you know, Zach's going to come back with Molly. Katie's going to be all engineered to be upset. And, you know, that's how they're going to play it and try and create this iconic, you know, explosive moment. So I just hope it's almost anything that's not that.
Let's see, Dave. Let's see. So, mate, honestly, thank you for, you know, doing this. I really appreciate it. In fact, we could squeeze it in, Dave. We could squeeze an episode in. Not saying it's going to be a daily, because we've done well the way we're going, but thank you for coming on. It's been a good laugh, this. And I think as well, when something like this happens with the show and they're trying something different, even though we're calling it out and some of it looks a bit obvious, I hope it connects. I hope that some of the guys go off, fuck Molly, or some of the guys end up, you know, sort of getting with Molly. That would really, imagine one of the guys who's like already coupled up, Dave, or, you know, literally coupled up, gets with Molly. Oh, it would kick off. Now that's the dream. Say, imagine Ty got with Molly and the fallout of that, Dave. Oh, my God. Or the fallout of, you know what I mean? Like someone like Sammy got with her and Jess, and it kicked off because Jess had gone at Molly a few times, didn't she? And called her out at the start. It's like it was a bit of jealousy. Yeah. Jess was quite direct with her, which we quite liked at first. But then it's like, could that happen? I don't know. I'm just being a bastard, basically, Dave. But that's the sort of dream. That's the dream, shall we say. Let's see. Let's see how that one plays out. So if you want to follow us on social media, guys, at CD Reality Cast. If you want to get on Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. If you want to support a little bit more, get over to patreon.com/CD Reality Cast. And if you do want to email us, CDRealityCast@gmail.com. So get your emails in, guys. We always read them out. We do appreciate it. And if you've got time, drop us a review on your podcast catching app. Good or bad, we'll read them out. We appreciate any review. Anybody's took their time out to review our shows. Thank you so much. So the roll call of honour for today is Ken Gustafson, Lucky Lulu Green, Lauren, Tracy, Susan, Dee Dee, Katie, Libby, Joanna, Noreen, Chloe, Brianna, Helen, Keith, Gillian, Zoe, Kristen, Maggie. I'm getting old here, Deb. You're supposed to do this in one go. Kate, Cassie, Fiona, Emma, Nicola, Macy, Helen, Larissa, and Amanda. So thank you so much, guys, for all your support. Everyone who supported the podcast, past and present, we do appreciate it. And as always, big thanks to Charlene for moderating and sorting the Facebook page out for us. Great stuff.
Awesome. So just as you've been going through that last bit there, I've just been getting the quote from Davide. He says, "I genuinely don't understand how some people can twist my old pictures from Ibiza, creating this fake narrative that I could be going back to Love Island." No, I don't know. That kind of makes me more suspicious.
Yeah.
It's protesting a bit too much. But thank you very much. So it's good to get on for a quick ad hoc episode when we can. And as I always say, thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks for supporting us. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.